How you doing? Ready to go?
Norm, just talk about the adjustments now you have to make with that Adrian Peterson, especially since it possibly could be a long-term situation.
Yeah. The biggest thing you do in any phase of football, offensive football, is you want to take advantage of the strengths of the players you have and, put them in a position to be successful. So, right now it'd be Matt and Jarek, and obviously they got a lot of work in the preseason. So we've got a pretty good feel for them. It still comes down to we have to do the things that give our offense the best chance of being successful in terms of going in and winning the game. And we've played two games, and obviously in the first game we protect the ball extremely well, and we gave ourselves a chance to win. We didn't do that last week, and the result was complete opposite.
How do you plan to divvy up those carries with Adrian gone?
Oh, I think, like I said, we got a chance to see both those guys. Defending has got to see them this week in New Orleans, so they'll have an idea of what we're doing. We're just going to play them both, and if a guy gets the hot hand, we're going to use them, but they both have different strengths, so we want to continue to try to get production at and help our quarterback.
How does the play calling change now without Adrian and having Matt and Jarek in there?
Again, I think when you have a back who's capable of making big plays and has a history of making big plays, 10, 15-yard runs, those plays can supplant some plays you're not getting in other areas. And I think when you're coaching a player like that, you kind of count on that you're going to get those kind of plays. I think Matt and Jarek both had big runs, but I don't think you can, say, hey, in this game we're going to get three or four runs over 15 yards like you would with Adrian. So you just have to adjust your plan.
Does that put more stress on Matt Cassel? And if so, how do you handle that?
Well, we don't want it to put more stress. And obviously defenses have something to do with that. The run wasn't as big a issue with New England, and they concentrated very hard on the coverage, and they did a good job on us. We've got to, work hard to have balance, and then, as I said, protect the football. And if we're playing more of a field position game, we have to do that.
Some of the guys said that when things don't go right on offense, in addition to his play on the field, Adrian was the guy that kind of got them straight and lifted their spirits. How important is it for you to see another leader kind of show that intangible too and keep the team together in a tough time?
There's always those conversations about what guys do, what guys don't do. The mindset of a coach, I think Coach Zimmer said it yesterday, the mindset of a coach and the mindset of a player obviously has to be, we got a game to play. And I promise you the Saints aren't feeling sorry for us. They're at home, their first home game, they're 0-2. So we have to have guys step up. And, we have to have guys take over different roles. I'm more concerned about, obviously, playing on the field than I'm the leadership part of it.
Marv, what is the pressure level on Matt Cassel to have a good game? Because if he doesn't, you might have a quarterback controversy on your hands.
I think it's I think Matt has been brought up in a system. I have kind of been brought up in a system that this is a week-to-week business. It's 16 one-game seasons, and you got to put last week behind you, and you got to go play. And everything's not going to go perfect in this game. It's a hostile place to play, but we've got to protect the ball. We protect the ball and don't give the team we're playing this week. It's the Saints, a short field, and don't give them too many opportunities. We'll hopefully be in the game.
Well, it seems like a lot of teams get by with a running back by committee, and it seems like the Chargers might have three guys. They can do Browns last week. Pieced it together without their starter. Is that kind of the mentality you have to take now, just to be efficient, not all these flashy plays, but you have to be efficient in running
it? Well, every team is different, and some of the guys you're talking about are guys, number one, who've played, or they're pretty darn talented guys, and that's what we're hoping that we come out of this over the next period and say, hey, these backs are really good, and they're really contributing and doing a good job. We need to find that out.
It's safe to say that Jarek will play a larger role.
Well, he's going to play. I mean, we have to play both those guys. It's a physical position, and Yeah, you just got to have more than one.
What was the biggest issue with Castle's interceptions?
I think from a mindset that, you know, we had success in the opening game, and, you know, I think we're trying to do too much, a couple of the play calls and then a couple of the decisions. And, you know, there's plays you always would like to have back, but we're just trying to do too much, doing things we didn't need to do. And, you know, we just, as I said, we got to be smart in terms of our decision-making and how we go about attacking teams.
Seemed like Matt Khalil struggled against Chandler Jones in week two. Is left tackle starting to become a concern?
Here's the deal, and it's, you just flip back, and again, I'll go back to, we've played two games. We got ahead in a game. We're ahead in the fourth quarter by over 20 points, and we get three or four sacks because they're trying to get back in the game. They're throwing the ball. When you get behind, and you get behind a team like New England, and they're not going to let you get back in it, then the pass rush becomes that much more difficult. Pass protection, pass rush. And you look at the teams that are year to year to year are great in pass rush. They usually are in a lot of games where they get ahead and they can get themselves in that position. You know, you know, we've got to do a better job protecting. We know that. We got to get the ball out. There's a lot of things we have to do to improve that situation.
Good. All right.
Thanks.